really just it's after you're holding that chof from the base. So again, the little shaila was that we had a stira in Psukim that we dashed in from, we explained the Gemara in Zvochim that's mashra b'chatzoyt halaylam, that makes ichul. That means again, if the piece of meat fell off the mizbeach before chatzoyt, then the mitzvah was to put it back on again. But if it fell off after chatzoyt, then we said there's no more mitzvah to put it back on again. So we said minohan emili. So again, the Gemara on Aleph said there's different Psukim. The Pasuk said kol halaylam v'hikter. Mashma, the whole night you're supposed to make haktorah, the meat are supposed to be burning the whole night. The cost of echreim at the end of the post, the next sukkim saying, kol alayla v'herim. The next sukkim of mashma, no, the mitzvahs of trumas hadeshen, you could do the whole night. So, chur was a stira. But the Indian was, first you would burn the meats, the pieces of the avorim that's supposed to be burnt from the karbonis, and then afterwards, burnt up in the morning, poshet is a mitzvah of trumas hadeshen. Take off the ashes, take off a shovel full of the ashes. So we have a steer in the psukim. It was well, the beginning of the pasuk is mashma kol halayla v'hikter. So like Rashi says, the pasuk really doesn't say this. But the pasuk says hi yoyla al moita kol halayla alma kol halayla mitzvah liyos al moita. That the whole night the pieces could be burning on the mizbeach, and then for the next psukim is mashma v'heirim hadeshin. You could start doing the trumas hadeshin at the beginning of the night time. So the steer is supposed to be burning the whole night. Or is there a mitzvah to make that trumas hadeshen? So Maror gave a teretz, chokeyu, we divide it in half. The first half of the night, the mitzvah is dafka to let it be burning. That's why if it falls off the mizbeach, you have to put the piece of meat back on top of the mizbeach. Ma'ashenken efter chatzois, then there's no more mitzvah sreifam. Then fakir, then the mitzvah trumas hadeshen starts. That after chatzois alaylam, then if the kohen wants to, he can take a shovel full of the ashes off the mizbeach to do the mitzvah trumas hadeshen. So this was the pshat in the Gemara in Zvochim. So we're out of kasha now. These salka daituch may chatzoyis diraisa who he. If you're telling me now the way we just dashin that chatzoyis halayla is midiraisa, that up until chatzoyis halayla is a mitzvah, the piece of meat should be burning on the mizbeach. It's only after chatzoyis that the mitzvah trumas hadeshin first starts. But bezoy heichi magdimon is a kasha. How come our Mishnah says that on the regolim, when it came to the time of the Gimur regolim, then they used to do the trumas hadeshen a little bit earlier? They would start after the first Hashemurah Balayla. After the first third of the night, they would start making the trumas hadeshen. So the kasha is, if with Hashem now the posik midi raisam, you can't do the trumas hadeshen before chatzais, how were they allowed to do it on the Gimur regolim earlier than chatzais? The Moran says, El Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mimashma Shenema Kol Alayla. The Pasuk says, Taka al moikta kol alayla, ad haboika, the Pasuk says. It says, al moikta, the fire like should be burning al moikta on the Mizbeach, kol alayla, ad haboika. For the Gemara, any yadeya, don't I know, shu ad haboika. Don't I know that kol alayla means it should be burning the whole night up until the morning? Why does the Pasuk say ad haboika? So we dash in, tein boiker leboikroi shalayla. Make it a little bit earlier, the beginning, like when the din of the night ends. So the Pasuk says, Al-Maita, Hiya Oila Al-Maita, Kol Al-Layla Ad HaBoiker. That the fire should be burning the whole night up until the morning. So the question is, what does it have to say up until the morning for Pshita? If it says the whole night means until the morning. So why does it say Ad HaBoiker for? So the Darshan now, Tein Boiker Levakroi, Shalayla. Make a time a little bit earlier than the end of the night. What does that mean, like Rashi says? Rashi, Elom Rabbi Yechanan, Loi teimo chetzi of lekach, v'chetzi of lekach, don't say like we said until now, that up until chatzois, that's the mitzvah should be burning, and after chatzois, that's when the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen first starts. No. Elohochi Doros, just the way we should dash in the psukim, akotiv, that hechsha kol alayla, bein lihak Torah, she'ein mu'cholin, it's taka true, both dinim apply the whole night. The whole night is kosher lak Torah to burn the meat. If the meat was not burned up completely through and through, you're allowed to let it be burning the whole night. And bein l'harom hu adin mitzvah harom also you have the whole night. If you want, you could start doing the haromah sadeshin, take off a shovel full of the ashes at the beginning of the night. Im yesh deshin muchol. If you have deshin ashes that was already muchol, already burned up completely, you could do the trumas sadeshin from that. V'chatzois the ois teichul. Aye, how come we had the Gemara in Zvochim that's mashma? It's totally in Chatzos Halayla, that if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbeach after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back.
But if it fell off before Chatzos, you have to put it back. So Rashi says that's talking about the Evorim Shemoshlo Be'Mor. That we're talking about if the fire got a hold of the piece of meat. Shemoshlo means the fire went all around, all over the piece of meat. It didn't burn it through and through yet, but the fire got a hold of the whole piece of meat. So Mehochi Nafka, that Mimashma Shenema Be'Aktora Kol Alayla, Al Moito, is any day a Shat HaBoyka Kriya Layla? Don't we know that up until the morning is called nighttime? Why does the Pasuk have to say Kol Alayla Ad HaBoyka? Why does the Pasuk say Adboiker? It means Tain Hashkom Acheres Levokra Shalayla. Make an earlier time for the night time. What does that mean? Boikro Shalayla Hu Alois HaShachar. Like the end of the night, the Boiker, the morning of the night, really is Alois HaShachar. For Nosan Lecha Kosev Boi Boiker Acher. The Pasuk says no another end like to the night. Loima Shein Sorach Lahakter Min Hashkom Avielach. From this time onwards, you don't have to burn the piece of meat anymore. Now, the chivosh lenosan zman b'yoisa boiker akorchahu chatzos. There is kol halayla ad boiker means usually ad boiker means the end of the night. Boiker means erlus hashachar when it starts to get a little bit light. Erlus hashachar. So that we would have known without the word ad boiker. Why does the pasuk say ad boiker? To tell us there's an earlier time. There's an earlier time to the night that they say like the din haktorah ends. So what does that earlier time mean? We don't know what the earlier time is. So the svar is put up by Chatzos. Chatzos Laila. Hilkach. Hoyo v'chol ha-laila koshel ha-romo kova chomim zman ha-akir l'fisho v'chol yoyim l'nefisho kabonis. So the svar is like this. That really, both mitzvahs apply the whole night. You could burn the Evorim the whole night if you want to. You could make Trumas Hadeshin the whole night. We're not dashing the word like Ad Chatzos says. The mitzvah Trumas Hadeshin first starts from Chatzos V'Elech. No. Trumas Hadeshin is kosher kol alayla. If you want, you could do it at the beginning of the night. You can make the Trumas Hadeshin. If you want to, you could let the piece of meat, put it on the Mizbeach, let it burn the whole night if you want to. These two halachas apply to the whole night. Now that's what the Gemara in Zvachim says, that if the piece of meat falls off after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back on again. That's a new drasha. Because the pasuk says, Ad Boiker. What does Ad Boiker mean? Like, tell us there's another Boiker to the Laila. The usual Boiker means Erles HaShachar, when the night really ends, when it comes Boiker. The pasuk says, Ad Boiker. Tell us, no. There's an earlier time to the night when you could end the mitzvah Sreifa, if you want to. That means if the meat falls off the Mizbeach after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back again. But that's a din stam in any meat. That moshlo b'mor, if the fire went over that meat, so if it comes off after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back again. Ma'ashen came new meat that you didn't put on the Mizbech altogether. If you want, you could put it on there the whole night. You could burn it the whole night. If you want to, you could do the Trumas Hadeshin the whole night. Like that with Dashanin, both mitzvahs apply the whole night. You could burn it the whole night if you want to. And if you want to, if you have Deshin there ready, you have ashes from before ready, you can make now the Trumas Hadeshin any time of the night time. So there's no stira to our Mishnah, to the Gemara in Zvachim. Our Mishnah says, by Regolim, there was a purpose to make the Trumas Hadeshin earlier, before Chatzos, make it after the first third of the night, you're allowed to do it. I think Gemara in Zvachim says the Lashon of Chatzos, that's a different halacha. The Mitzvah Sarama applies the whole night. But there's a new halacha. Any piece of meat that was Moshle Be'mor, the fire, like, got a hold of that piece of meat, after Chatzos, that's from the Pasuk Boiker. You don't have to burn it anymore after Chatzos. So Moshe Silkach, therefore, v'chol yom every day, tormen es ha-mizbech v'kriyas ha-gevra. Usually, we used to make the mitzvah truma when, early in the morning, v'kriyas ha-gevra, when the vekka, the person to wake up the kohen, would start yelling to wake them up. Oy somach loy beim lefonov, beim liachrov. Either right before the person used to wake them up, or else right after. Because that was enough. You had enough time the rest of the day to do the Avodah, so you didn't have to start doing the Trumas Hadeshin earlier. B'yom HaKippurim, Ma'ashenki, when it came to Yom Kippur, Diko Chusha the Kohen Gadol, like the Kohen Gadol is fasting and he has a lot of work to do, so he's going to become very weak on Yom Kippur, so we want to let him do the Avodah as soon as possible. So Me'el Avdina Mechatzos. Therefore, we let the Kohen Gadol start to do the Trumas Hadeshin for Chatzos Halayla. He shouldn't have to wait till the next morning first. Maybe you'll be like a little bit tired already. So we let him start doing it b'chatzos alayla. Because like we just got finished saying, the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshin could be done throughout the whole night, even at the beginning of the night, if there was a purpose for it. So on Yom Kippur, the purpose is, let him start doing it b'chatzos. Let the Kohen Gadol come to the Mizbeach, and take a shovelful out of the air of the ashes from the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. Over a golem, but on the Gimel Yom Tovim, the Nefisha Yisrael, on the Nefisha Karbonos, that the whole Klaisol used to come to Eilu Regel, whoever was in the parish of Eilu Regel, and they used to bring Karbonos, Eilus Ria, Korban Chayva, Shalmi Chagigah used to bring, Shalmi Simcha, so there's a lot of Karbonos that the Yidden used to bring. So Mela Avdina Miyashmeres HaRishonim. Therefore, the Kohanim used to come early in the morning, be after the first third of the night, and then they would make the Trumas Hadeshen. Today, to be able to let all the Yisraelim go in there and start to get ready to bring their Karbonos. So Rashi says the Nefisha Karbonos means the Rav Hadeshen B'Mokam Hamarocha. Nochapshat, that since there are a lot of Karbonos brought, so there must be a lot of ashes on the Mizbeach. V'tzorach Lale says Hadeshen L'Tapuach. And you have to take the deshin to the tapuach, the middle part, like an apple there. Liyachar rom. After you made the truma sadeshin, then the rest of the ashes, if you had too much, you would put it to the side. Malin ha'ofel le'tapuach. You put all the ashes to the middle tapuach. For tapuach ugal, that was like a mountain, like a round bowl. Shel efer kemin tapuach shel anovim. That's where they used to put all the ashes. So since there was a lot of inyanim to work with the ashes on Yom Tovim, therefore they used to start early to do the Trumas Hadeshen. They would do it at the end of the third part of the night, even though it's before Chatzos. Because like we came out now, there's no din that has to be done after Chatzos. It could be done before Chatzos also. So therefore, by Yom Tovim, it was a purpose to do it earlier. Ketoni taimo lehoiso kriya sagever magas. That by the time the Vekka used to wake them up in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tovim, the whole Azorah would be full of Yisrael. They would be there ready to bring their Karbonos. So therefore, there was an inyan to do it earlier. For the Gemara, my Kriyas HaGever. What does it mean, Kriyas HaGever? Who's called the Gever? The shouting of the person. So it's a machlokes. Like the Vekka, the person used to wake them up in the morning. Rav Lama Kora Gavra. It means a person. There was a man there, somebody Mamuna, and waking up the Kohanim. Rabbi Shelo Oma Kora Tanagurla. It wasn't a person. The Tanagur, the rooster, used to, when he used to start screaming, that used to wake up the Kohanim. So the Machlokes, what does Kriyas HaGever mean? Gever also means a Tanagur. So it doesn't mean Mamisha was a Tanagur, or it doesn't mean it was a Gavra was a person. So that's the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Shelo. So the Mara Rav Iklo Liyasa to Rabbi Shelo. It once happened that Rav went to the city, the town of Rabbi Shelo. Then Rabbi Shelo, he used to give the drusha, and he didn't have an amoira, an maturgim, somebody to interpret the drusha in front of Rabbi Shelo. Usually the darshan used to say it over in Hebrew, low, and then the maturgim, the interpreter, would say it over loudly at the language they would understand. So it came this time Rabbi Shelo was given a drusha, he didn't have an amoira in front of him. Is kom ravalei? So Rav came in there, and Rav took over. Rav interpreted the drasha and said it loudly in the lashon they understood. V'kam aforish my kriyas hagever. Now when it came to Rav Shelo, instead of the drasha, spoke about the kriyas hagever. So Rav explained what does kriyas hagever mean. Kora gavra. That's what Rav said. L'shitasei. Rav holds kriyas hagever means a person used to be a vekka, used to wake them up. So Rav explained in the drasha that's what it means. Rashi become a foreshays krus hageva koragavra nofle betecha drosha shelocha shlo reb shelo krus hageva. It came down in the middle of the drosha of shelo when he was whispering low to Rav. He told him say krias hageva loshen ivri. He used to say it over loshen ivri vultirgam larabim krua koragavra. Now when he explained it, Rav, he said, oh, you know what it means? It means that a person used to wake them up. Is omale reb shelo. So Rav Sheva argued and said back to Rav, "V'leima ma kora tanagola? How come you don't say like I hold? Why don't you say it means the tanagol used to wake them up? The rooster, the call of the rooster used to wake them up." Omalei, so Rav answered back, "Oviv lechori zemer." That means a flute to a chori to free people is a nice instrument. Is a zemer. It's an instrument that can make nice music. Whereas the free people enjoy the music; they appreciate it. Ma'ashenken lagardoi le mekablu minei. Mashek in the garden, a person who works with skin, a tanner that works with the skin, he doesn't appreciate the flute. Him, it doesn't mean anything. So Rashi explains, Legardi lo kiblu minei, bo eitlo gardoim, if you bring this flute in front of the people that work with the skin, lesheru lo lechela lehem, lo yuch shav yeneim, they don't like it. They don't appreciate the music. Umoshul was an example. Kloima, Pirizesha Prashti Lefnei Sorim Rabim, Tom Rabbi Slemichu Biodi, Afsha Prashti Lefanecha Shaina Godu Kamoisom, Leki Baltoi. As Rav says, I explained this pshat already to a lot of big gedolim, that Kruz Gevriya means a person. And now that I'm saying it only in front of you, Rav Shaila, I should change my mind. Like, it's meant to say, like, if the gedolim liked it, so I'm not going to change because of you. Is kihevi kiim na'olei the Rabbi Chiya, because Rav said like this, that it happens at times that I was in front of Rabbi Chiya, and I explained in front of Reb Chiya my kriyas agever. What does it mean, this lashon kriyas, the call of the gever? And I explained, Rav said, kora gavra. It means that a person used to shout in the morning to wake them up. And Reb Chiya didn't say anything to me. Mashma, Reb Chiya is also maskim that that is the pshat. Kriyas agever means a person used to wake them up. So Rav had a time to Reb Shela. V'yarta martelin, you're telling me you, Reb Shela, eima kora tanagela. You want me to say over that it means to say the rooster used to call. As I said in front of Choshev people bigger than you, and they will ask him to me, I'm not going to change now because of you. Is Omalei Mar Niyu Rav Neinuch Mar. So Mar Hu Rav Rashi Shatu Rogul Lekum Ulatargim Lefnei Reb Chiya Shudoitcha Neinuch Mar Means Lech V'Shev B'Chvoitcha Sheni Kedai Shtei Mutugmoni. In other words, he meant to say Nechnami. Rav Shaila said, go back, I don't need you. If you don't want to interpret the way I want you to, go back. Omale, Amri Yinshi, I Tigras Le puts Omri. So Rashi says, Ye'i Tigras Le puts Omri, means in Iskarto, Eitzel Odom, Lemleches Yoim, if you're hired by somebody to do a work for that day, Kol Malachos Yitlo Lecha, anything he tells you to do, V'afilu Hi Bezuya, V'goynif V'tzem, even if he tells you to comb out the wool, She Meleches Noshim, it's work that women do, Oysela, you should do it. Afani, me too, V'yachas She'achalti B'fol Lasech Egmer. That's what Rav answered back. Like, even though you're telling me go home, Rav says no, but since I started ready to do the job today, I started to interpret to you, I'll continue. Let me finish off today already. Yeah, Amri Sam Sehoki Yomalei, Malin Bakodish Vloy Maridin. Vloy Maridin. Rashi, you always put somebody up and you don't take somebody down. Rashi Vloy Maridin. Kinai Hadroshu, Shiera Dani, Vyokim Pochus Vimena Lugomru. That's what Rav Tainid. Like, since I started to interpret the beginning of your drosha, so now if you want to take me away, who are you going to have? Somebody else. That person is not going to be as great as me. So you're going to have a less person finish it off. That's not nice. The klal is malin b'kodesh b'lay meridin. You don't start off with a big person, end off with a small person. So therefore Rav says, I have to finish off. They can't let me go now. But the whole point of this is the machlekes Rav and Reb Shaila, that what shots from Krus Agever, does it mean a person, or does it mean the rooster? More tani kavosu the Rav, Tanya Kavosei to Rav Shaila. We have a right to both of them. Tanya Kavosei to Rav. I have a right to Rav. That Gavini Chorus, we had a morning in Shkolm about this. That Gavini, this person, he was the Chorus. He was the Vek who used to wake them up in the morning. So you see, Klo was the person that did it. So the more Mao Oimer, what did they used to say? Omdu Kahanim Lavodaschem. Get up, all you Kahanim, to do the Avodas Hashem. O Levim Buduchonim. Buduchnochem. Yeah, but Yisrob Mamadechem. For how you call it nishma b'sholosh parsois? This person Gavini has such a strong voice that his voice was heard away. Three parsois was heard. That's how far his voice was. And ma'isa b'agrifa samelech shor yibo b'derech. He was once traveling on the road. V'shoma koloi, and he heard this voice of Gavini waking up the Gaonim. V'gimu parsois. He was three parsois away from the base of Migdish, and he heard him waking them up. U'keshibo l'beisa, when he came back to his house, he was so astonished with that voice. He sent them presents for this. He was so astonished with it. So Rashi says, Gavini Koruz, Gavini Hamachrus. This person, Gavini, he was the one who used to wake them up. Yeah. So Moraviyafa became, even though we say that Gavini the Koruz, the Vek had such a strong voice that was heard three pasoyas away, you should know, Kohen Godol Meshubach Mimenu. The Kohen Godol had a louder voice. His voice was heard even further than three pasoyas. The Yom Amar we learned, Ukivar Omar Ono Hashem Venishma Koyleb Yerichoi. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would scream out Ono Hashem, it was heard even Yerichoi, which was done further away. Rashi for Omo Honor Hashem Kva Pamacha so you might the Shuri Koin Godul Misvada Apor of Yom Kippurim the Yon Omo Hashem Chotosi the Nishma Kaleb Yerichoi and they heard the Koin Godul's voice all the way down in Yerichoi the Yom Rabba Barachon Omo Rabbi Yechanon Mi Yushalayim Yerichoi Yud Pasoi is not only three Pasois but here it was 10 Pasois away. So Kitsa the Koin Godul had a stronger voice than Gavini. And weiter, the Yafagab the Hocha Iko Chusha, here the Kohen Gadol was fasting, he was weak. Vocha Leka Chusha, the Vekir in the morning, he didn't have to fast the night before, so he wasn't so hungry. Vocha Yamama of Hossam Laila, here it's by daytime and the Vekir is still early in the morning. In the morning, in the nighttime, you hear the voice much further than in the daytime. The Yomar of Levi, Mifneima Ein Koyle Shalodam Nishma Biyoim Kidero Shinishma Balaila. How come in the daytime you don't hear your voice as good as you hear it by nighttime? Your voice travels far further at night than it does by day. Why? Because by daytime you have the turning of the sun, it's like cutting through the rikia, like a sword that saws through an arrow in a cedar tree. That's how much noise the sun makes. So since the sun makes a lot of noise throughout the daytime, that's why we don't hear our voices to go so far. Because at night, because by daytime you have the sun traveling. And this chirgad Rashi, v'apserlas hanisuris. In other words, that the psevlot that comes out of the soaring, v'nira b'omod shochamad yamama mamish, that he could see mamish in the daytime, but the name is loy shemei, that's his name. Rashi kain shemoi loshin ein. Hey, we're saying now in the daytime, the sun is like soaring through the rikia, and maybe the dust that comes out of this, he could see in the daytime, and the name is loy shemei. V'ayinu dekom nebuchadnetzar, that's what nebuchadnetzar said in the pasuk, v'loydayir arya kilo chashbinan. That with kala, like this law, this dust that comes out by the daytime, that's what your chashav like. Tana Rabbanan, il mole galgo chama, if not for the fact that the sun is like soaring through the rekia in the daytime, making a lot of noise, nishma kel hamuna sharoimi. In the daytime, we would also hear all the tumult that's going on in the kingdom of Roim. It's by the big palace there, places that make such tumult there. If it wouldn't be for the sun's noise, the whole world would be able to hear what's doing in Rome. If not for the noise, the tumult that's going on by the Romans, nishma kel galgachama, we would also be able to hear the voice of the sun. So the kids, one cancels out the other one, but the kids in the daytime, there's a lot of noise going on. Turn around, sholosh kolos holchin misayf olam v'yatsayfoy. There are three different voices, kolos, that travel from one side of the world to the other side. Really the noise that the sun makes in the daytime when it travels goes from one side to the other side. And the noise from the tumult that goes on by the government of Roim. At the time when the neshama leaves the guf, also such screaming then, such noises then, that voice is heard from this side of the world to the other side of the world. And the Yeshayim, some say Afleida. Even when Elisha gives birth, also those kolos are tremendous kolos. The Yeshayim, some say Afridiyah. Even Radiyah. So Rashi says, who's Radiyah? That's the Malach Hamamun al Ashokai Soritz. The Malach that takes care of rain comes down for this world. Mamtir Ashimayim, Mimal Vialatoim, or Mitachas Vikurlahem, Shinemma Toim al Toim, Kurim. Says Malach, the noise that he makes when he has to take care of making the rain come down, also that voice goes from one side to the other side. So the Gemara though, Uboyi Rabbonin Rachme and Neshama, that Bishar Shayetza Minaguf, Ubatlua. The Rabbonin were Mespalo, that Bishas and Neshama leave the person, there shouldn't be so much Kurlis. And Batlu, the Chum had a Kurlis from Abatlu, that Kurlis. That's why now we don't hear Kurlis when the Neshama leaves the Guf. But really it's a tremendous sire then, that really there should be Kurlis. Mamish going from that you can hear very far away. But the Rabbanu were Mavatlet. Right. The Mavatlet Pasha just means that the person can't scream then. But the pain is still there. Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Sheila. Hayoit Sela Derech. if somebody's going on the road, koydem kriyas hagever, in other words, he leaves by night, before it comes in the morning, before the vekka wakes them up, is dome b'roshay. Like in Mechayev Misa, it's not a good thing to do. Drashi, dome b'roshay means oven moisoy aroshay, moto shuhem esatzmai, because you're going by Yisrash before said, ayetzi yichid l'derech, dome b'roshay v'fnein hamazikin, his ashash to mazikim will come and harm you at night time. So if you go out at night time by yourself, it's like you're putting your head to the Misa, to Sakona, don't go yourself alone at night. Rabbi Yashi Oimer, Ad Sheyishna, you have to wait until the Kriyas Hagever happened two times, till he screamed twice to wake them up. V'yeshem, some say Ad Sheyashlish, you have to wait until three times. V'yeza Tanago, Samashma, oh, this is the riot Reb Shela, the tournament of the Kriyas Hagever in the morning, and you have to wait till you hear it two or three times. Now, what's called the Kriyas Hagever? Here the Brisa says, V'yeza Tanago Lomru, on what type of a rooster are we talking about? For Tanago Benini, a medium-sized rooster. So you see clearly here, like Reb Shela, what is called Kriya Sagever is called the Kriya of a Tanago. There wasn't a person, it was a rooster that used to make noise. So here it says, don't go out by night until you hear two or three times the rooster calling. So there's a riot to Reb Shela. Omrav Yudom Arav, Vishor Shay Yisrael Oilin the Regal. The Bashar's Kliyasol used to go to the Regal. Oim Dim Tzafufim. They used to stand up one next to another. In the Rashi of Nidochim, they were squashed one next to another. When they came down to bow down, to make Yishtachavah, there was plenty of room there. They had plenty of room. Came roomy. This is one of the Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And they were Nimshach, they were even in that 11 Amis in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Between there and the Chayil, there's 11 Amis there. That's where the Yidin used to be also in the Beis HaMikdash. For the Gemara, my comment, what does it mean to say they were there? Hochi comer. Afal pishin im shochim achas asor amo. Hachur beis hakaporis. The oimdim tzafufim, it means to say, even though the Beis HaMikdash was so crowded, that mamash they were pushed together, and they even filled up those 11 amis in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's how many Yidin were in the Beis HaMikdash. That mamash, even in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was also squashed there. Still, Kishain Mishtachavin, when they came to bow down to make Hishtachavoya, is Mishtachavin Ravachim. There was plenty of room to make the Hishtachavah to bow down. V'zeh Echod me'asar nisim shenasu b'migdish. This was one of the 10 nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says, Mishtachavin Ravachim, u'kishain Mishtachavin v'noiflim, nasalem nesa, big nesa happen, v'yamokim machiv, the place spread out. Hachiyesh b'neim arba amis. There was mamish dalad amis in between one person and the next one. Shlo yishom ish vidui shachaveru shlo yikolim. When they were mishtachva, they're bowing down. That's when they said vidui. So melo that one person should not hear the way the next person is saying vidui and should not be embarrassed. That's why Hashem made this nes. That b'shas they bowed down. Everybody had their own dalad amis. It became plenty of room. Rashi says, "Nimshochim achas asor ama achur beis hakaparus. Nimshochim mitoch doichkon. And since they're so squashed together, or mispazvin al pnei oira kol yud alaf ama shemakim drisus ragli Yisrael, they already filled up all Ezras Yisrael. The tzofen l'dorim from amish from north to south, that a whole Ezras Yisrael was full already. The yaitzim mokim drisus ragleim nechnasim derech beis achlifos. Vein tzidi yehechel ukeisli azora the tzofen l'dorim." Umisham Nechnosum the Mariv, Piachas Asorama, Shesh Avir Achur Beis HaKaparis. And then even though the Yisrael by place can't go into Ezra's Kahanim, they can't go into the Azara, but they used to go through the sides to the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that there you're allowed to walk those 11 Amis. At Kaisam Aravi, up until the Kaisam Aravi, Shel Azara, Kanam Sektamidis, Firmidin Loliel Bepirkin. So that's how squashed it was at any place that Yisrael could go. It was Mama squashed over there. Still, the nes happened that was plenty of room. Trashi, my comma, meyachas shemishtachim revochim, v'nisravach hamokim adei anes, atom astiko limshok espashin achur beis kvaris, like was one after the other. As the mashma, since they had a nest that was spread out, that's where they had to go to the Yud Aleph Amis. Tamar says, lehochim comma, chai v'nimshachim achurei areishikoy, it's going before the nes happened. That before the nes happened, when they bowed down, they were so squashed, that they even had to go from those 11 Amis in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim told the Achayim. There was 11 Amis there. Those 11 Amis were also filled up. And And the next happened that Bishasta made this happen.